I have three priorities. The first is to see how we can turn around relations between the government of Sudan and the UN, particularly UNAMID. We have a lot of challenges and a lot of constraints from the government and from other people in the Sudan, but I believe that through engagement and transparent attempts to collaborate and coordinate, we can get there. That's the first challenge. The second challenge is ensuring, motivating our troops and police to be more robust and more effective in the discharge of their protection of civilians' mandate. Fortunately, most of our contingents now have the necessary contingent-owned equipment to do their work, and hopefully they will be much more effective so that they can have the necessary impact in protecting civilians. The third challenge, of course, will be managing the mission so that we're all on the same page and working in a much more coordinated manner than seems to be at the present time.
The mandate to protect civilians and organizations, aid organizations in Darfur, seems like a huge task. Do you already see what things can be done in the immediate future that would not need a lot of logistics?
Well, in terms of logistics, honestly, I think we have enough logistics to do much more than we're doing at the right at the present time. One of the things the mission had engaged in the last 2 years had been strengthening coordination with the UN country team, who are our major partners for the protection of civilians. Now we have different mechanisms, both at the policy strategic level, at the level of the mission leadership and the UN country team leadership, as well as the working level, so that in all sectors, as well as in mission headquarters and in Khartoum, we try as much as possible that whatever we're doing in the UNAMID in support of the humanitarian agencies and the country team are agreed and synced, so that there's better synergy and better effectiveness and, by extension, better cost effectiveness in the way we do things. The logistics challenges are still there in some areas. I don't think we will ever get to a situation where we have everything we need, but I think we can do much better with what we have at the present time, and we're working on it, and we're on it.
Is Darfur safer than it was, let's say, a year ago?
Depends on who safer is referring to. Is Darfur safer for UNAMID and UN humanitarians than a year ago? Maybe it is. Is Darfur safer for the Darfurian people? Depends on their location. There are parts of Darfur that is very safe or safer than they were a year ago. There are also parts of Darfur that are not as safe as they were a year ago. So safer is relative and depends on the location. By and large, I think there's relative stability in the region. The greatest challenge we've had in the last 9 months of this year, for example, have been very frequent intertribal clashes, which has resulted in very large displacements of civilian population. Between January and now, we've had between 300 and 400 newly displaced people in the region, and that's not good. We engage as UNAMID in a number of reconciliation initiatives, trying to help the local communities who are fighting to reconcile and agree on modalities to resolve their disputes. In some areas, we've been very successful. In some, it's still work in progress. But like I said, in general terms, some parts of Darfur are safer than they were a year ago, but in some other areas, it's worse than they were a year ago to do my work.
There were serious allegations made against UNAMID, and there have been internal investigations. Mm-hmm. The Secretary General has spoken on it. Are these investigations ongoing, and is the ICC still interested in the case?
Well, investigations are still ongoing as far as I know. I really don't know where the ICC interest comes from. But that said, the ICC prosecutor went to counsel, and counsel requested the Secretary General to carry out these investigations. Those investigations are ongoing. They will soon be concluded, and some recommendations will be made, I assume, to the Secretary General in terms of how we do our work and how we report what we see and do on the ground in Darfur. Well, let me say this. Internal investigations anywhere can only help to increase transparency in what we do and make us more effective. So we're confident that we'll come out of this in good shape, but we will also have learned some lessons from it.